Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, but he is on a medical conference this weekend, learning more and more. And so we've got Sean Whitfield, of course, who is really the founder of this show. Welcome, Sean.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
You know, you and I do really well with conversing, and we're going to have another great show. A couple of the topics I want to speak about is a wonderful remedy that I will probably save till number two or three on for anxiety. How many of us have anxiety this week, especially? Not even counting the previous months.
I'm going to raise both hands to this question. I can certainly relate.
Well, I am not a fan of heavy-duty pharmaceuticals for anxiety. The reason? They're highly addictive. The more you use, the more you need to use, and the deeper the hole gets, where you have to eventually either climb out or you succumb to the drug and you become a slave to it. I'm not a fan of that. I'm pretty outspoken every show, but when Dr. Green's not here to kind of help me to counter my aggressive mental state and verbal state, watch out, because I am not a fan of, except very short runs of Xanax and these kind of drugs. They are terribly dependency laden. And if you are on them more than 6 weeks, you are a drug addict. Sorry.
And they are so common.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the most commonly written prescriptions. And there are alternatives. The thing is, 70% of the world still relies on botanical medicines. What is that? It's herbal medicine. Just like politics, and we're not going to get into politics because we know it's been one hell of a week, and we are going to come out of this. There will be a light at the end of the tunnel. This will not go on for as long as COVID did. It has an end within the next few weeks, and whatever that may be, we will come to peace with that, and we will manage our lives to the best that we can, hopefully. But as far as medicines, we need to be a society that is embracing knowledge, and that is not going to come from traditional literature. It just simply won't. And again, 2 years ago, Google created a new algorithm which is censoring. Yes, it is. It's censoring the freedom of information for nutritional and health and lifestyle changes to create better health. Why? Because, of course, you follow the money trail. The money trail is for high-priced products, pharmaceuticals, blank, blank, blank. So when you Google now alternative or natural remedies for anxiety, it's on page 5 instead of page 1.
It seems like I saw a story, and I don't remember where I saw it, that Google was like 82% of all of the search engine in this country.
It is of
what people use for search engines.
And Bing, B-I-N-G, is number 2.
Okay.
And I really like Bing, but you know what? It's just so easy to go to Google. It's like, okay, you need something to order really quickly. Well, Amazon's got it pretty much flawless because we go click, click, and we have it. Mm-hmm. And ease today is very, very important. And I will say, and I'm not going to do super plugging for Nutrition World, but nutritionw.com/shop, we have a equal platform to Amazon. You sign up one time. From then on, you just go click, click, and you get what you need. And we actually have local delivery within 15 miles. If you called us on Monday morning or did an online on Monday morning or Sunday night, you would probably get it Monday about noon. So we have a very efficient system, nutritionw.com/shop.
And you've, that's what, about a year old?
We actually started at about 2.5, but it took so long to get the bugs worked out.
Okay.
Until you do something like this, you have no idea the challenges that come. In fact, people tell me a lot, why don't you have an app at Nutrition World? You know what? It looks like it'd be simple. It is extremely expensive. It's extremely difficult to create an app. And I will give real kudos to all of these businesses, the restaurants, and the people who have, like Panera. I love going to Panera's app. I eat there twice this week because, you know, I click the button on 10:30 in the morning and I get there at 11 o'clock and or maybe even earlier, and my lunch is sitting there. I am extremely efficient person. I don't want to waste time waiting on food.
So you're ordering your meals and having them ready when you get there.
Absolutely. This is the only way to create a super efficient life. If I was retired, had plenty of time, I wouldn't particularly care. I don't. I manage my life by the minutes. And so I go to Panera twice a week. I get the Caesar salad, avocado, chicken, and I bring my own olive oil because I'm a huge fan of, or not a fan, I'm a believer that we need more healthy fats. And that salad by itself is not enough fat. And if you use the dressings from any restaurant, you're getting unhealthy ingredients. I use a small amount of their dressing for taste, and I use the rest of olive oil from Nutrition World, or you can get great olive oil at Aldi's. And basically saying Aldi's has launched me into the news report that Trader Joe's has picked a potential site for the Chattanooga store. Have you shopped at Trader Joe's?
No, I haven't. And I was going to ask you if you were familiar with that chain. And I understand they have a lot of healthy choices for food.
They do. It's going to really put a hurting on Whole Foods, which is going to open soon over where the old Earth Fair is. And I'm a fan of that. I'm not a person who thinks that competition is truly bad. I want people to have access to healthy foods. Trader Joe's is unlike any business as far as how they run it. They spend no money on advertising. One, zero. They will not run ads. They will do nothing. What they do is in store, they will promote products. They educate you about the products, similar to Nutrition World, but it's about food. It's not really about supplements. They have a few supplements, but it's mainly foods. But what they do, which is similar, I've actually followed the Trader Joe philosophy, which is don't sell something you wouldn't eat yourself. Don't sell something you wouldn't take yourself. Whoever's in charge of Trader Joe's is the highest level of transparency and quality I've ever seen. I've hardly ever bought anything there that was not, I wouldn't even say good, it's exceptional. You buy something there, they will not sell something average. They will only sell exceptional, or they will not sell it, and they do it at a value price.
So you shop there often?
If I go out of town, I never come home without going to Trader Joe's. Now, they will be a small amount of competition for us, a little, because they carry a few things that we would carry, the basics, but not much. I embrace them for Chattanooga. They're coming to the, probably they're going to come to the old...
It's right next to Firebirds. From what I understand, they're going to be moving on that property where the AAA insurance building used to be. That's going to be torn down, and they're going to build there on that corner.
I got you. I was confused. I did not realize that was a spot. Well, Whole Foods.
According to the Times Free Press.
Okay. Whole Foods better hang on, because that right there has just decreased their business by 35%, maybe more. And I'm a business person. I really feel like I know that. Which is fine. They still probably will have enough business, but I welcome them. I think it's a great addition. I want Chattanooga to have more healthy options. I am sick and tired of more restaurants opening, selling the same damn junk. How many barbecue places can we have? You know, and how many fast food places? And how many of just the hamburger joints? It's the same old crap. We need people who offer quality foods. You know, you go up to Countryside up on Mahan Gap Road, you can't get in the restaurant. Why? They sell vegetables and meat, real vegetables, okra and broccoli and, you know, the real good stuff that we grew up on. And, you know, if you open something like that, you're going to have a good business if you know what you're doing. And yet everybody opens with the old junk food stuff.
Yeah.
So
describe Trader Joe's a little bit. Is it a place that also has a lot of food prepared already that you can go in and purchase?
Not a lot of food prepared. It's going to be a lot of freezer space, a wonderful selection of vegetables in the refrigerated section, massive amounts of great signage that explains the food. But most of their foods are private labeled, so they search the world for the very best foods and then put their own label on it. In fact, you know, their wines are the lowest priced wines in the United States or probably the world. And the way they do that is they purchase, when a wine manufacturer is using a ton of grapes, at the end of their run, they may have a ton of grapes left over for some reason. I don't know. Well, Trader Joe's purchases those. And that's why they can sell wine for $3 a bottle, because they are using sometimes $50 a bottle grapes, but they're buying it at super discounted prices. So their wine is absolutely incredible. However, I will say wine is a dirty alcohol. It creates sulfites, and which creates lung congestion. It creates histamine release, and it's grown with Roundup. So I never drink wine. And, you know, we talked about this a minute ago before the show. The only clean alcohols are tequila and gin. Those are the only two super clean. And that's if you mix them, of course, with, you know, good stuff. Anything else is less than desirable for me.
But that's interesting about Trader Joe's. I've never been to one, so I'm looking forward to that. How big a store is it? Or is there a store in town maybe the size of it you could compare to?
You know what? It's not that large. If you went into Nutrition World, I would say it's three times bigger than Nutrition World, four times. It's not huge.
Oh, really?
Huh. It's really cozy, comfortable shopping.
So it's not like a traditional supermarket.
Oh, no.
As far as size.
No. It's beautifully set up, and you want to stay there when you go in. You know, a lot of businesses, and I've said this about CVS to my partner last week. I said, I go in CVS, the first thing I want to do is leave. You know, Walgreens is a little more user-friendly. Trader Joe's, I literally could stay there for an hour and a half. That's how cool it is because of how they presented it. So yeah. I look forward to it, and I hope that Chattanooga will embrace it. There is no doubt.
Looking forward to it.
Well, it is time to already take a break, Sean, and we'll be come back. We'll be discussing more about, of course, your health. I want to talk about a really cool story my daughter, Katie, told me today about a lady who was taking Berberine and lost so much weight from this, and I want to explain how that happens. We've got that plus more to come for Dr. Green, which is normally here, but for Sean and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, but he's on a medical conference, so we have the wonderful Sean Whitfield with us today. I do want to make, of course, we have to make a statement on regard to the COVID issue. And I know we had an email last week, Sean, and we talked about it. A person who really felt that we kind of overstepped our bounds with the mask conversation. And it wasn't really true, because we never have given the impression that we do not endorse masks. Masks are perfectly fine, reasonable, common sense, and respectful of other human beings. Are there times that I pull mine down? Yes, if I'm not in front of someone, I would. If you see me in the back of the store or something. But I make my employees wear the mask as well as anybody you'll ever see in this city. However, I love this article that I read today, which I tend to agree with.
And you also have it posted on your door that you recommend or suggest your customers wear a mask.
We do. Now, we're not going to be police officers. And I know we've had several people with medical exemptions walk in, because we have an older crowd at times. And one lady, a lovely customer, has been with me 25 years, Marilyn. She got a medical exemption because she simply cannot breathe, and she has an asthma when she wears the mask. So I appreciate the fact there are exemptions to this. But the great article today I read, it says, while massive COVID-19 testing is aimed at helping to end the pandemic, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons is questioning whether the testing is actually creating a pseudo-pandemic, especially when it comes to false positives. For and they're saying there's so many false positives that the dreaded second wave might be a surge of false positives that are inevitable when you do mass screenings in person. And I said this from not day one, but from probably days 90, is the more people you test, the more positive you will get, because SARS-2 is still under the umbrella of a cold. So we could be getting a reading that you had a really cold virus instead of a true COVID virus. The testing is not totally accurate. How many people, and I don't know about you, Sean, but I get to talk to a tremendous amount of individuals. We have approximately 300 people per day at Nutrition World. If I'm walking on the floor, someone's grabbing me. And the amount of people who have been tested positive with no symptoms, I would guess is 70%. Of course, the people who are, you know, really, really objecting to this conversation are going to say, well, they're spreading it. We don't know that. We have no idea if they're spreading it or not. And so are we going to lock down the whole country because of this maybe fact and then destroy the life of so many? No, because it's not science, and it's not backed by true science. It's backed by a type of paranoia and a type of propaganda. Again, I'm embracing masks. There's no reason not to wear that. But because you have a false positive or a positive, it could be false positive, you still need to stay home. I'm not saying go out and work, but that doesn't mean we have the huge epidemic that is presented in the media. The biggest thing is, how many hospitalizations do we have that is truly COVID related? And again, in hospitals, many people are sick from many other things, and simply because they have COVID does not mean that's the primary problem. I had a talk this morning at Gold's Gym. We love Gold's Gym. I've been working out there from the day they opened on Lee Highway, probably 12, 15 years ago. A gentleman there is a veterinarian, and I asked him, I've seen him there for years. I said, you know, aren't you retired now? He said, oh, yeah. He said, it's really good I am, because my 87-year-old mother has been in life care, and she is really declining terribly. And I haven't seen her since March 12th, and she now has tonsil cancer. And the only time we have seen her was when she was being wheeled into the operating room since March 12th. And her lack of loving people around her is killing her. It's absolutely killing her. How sad is that story? Because there has to be a better way. There has to be than imprisoning 87-year-olds in a room where only people she sees are going to have big-time mask on, and she can't even see their smile. I can't imagine much worse. I just truly can't. Can you?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's it's almost unimaginable. And your heart goes out to people like that,
mm-hmm.
because you would hate for each one of us, and people listening would hate to be in that situation. I wanted to share a quick testimonial. I know you have further more you want to speak about COVID, but I went and got tested about 3 weeks ago. And so this is sort of a public service announcement, too. I went down to the Austin plant, mm-hmm. and it was on a Monday morning, got in line about 9:15. And I want to say I was in and out in about 20 minutes. I don't know if that's typical, but very well organized, very well ran, very professional, very well staffed. There was nothing whatsoever that was annoying about getting the swab. I mean, it was the only way I know to describe it is it was like sticking your finger in your nose and rubbing it around three times. Mm-hmm. Very pleasant experience. Got a text when I was leaving, clicked on the link, went in and to the portal, set up a username and password, got an email within 24 hours, clicked on the email, went right to the portal, put in my username and password, and had a PDF copy of my lab report from Path Lab, and tested negative. But I was just very impressed at how well it was mm-hmm. put together, well organized, very professional, quick, easy, highly recommend it. And I'll go back You know, I'm probably going to do this on a monthly basis just for the peace of mind. But highly recommended. And on top of it, it was free. It was provided by the Hamilton County Health Department.
Well, that's great information, because people who are fearing the early stages of COVID testing, which was a pretty aggressive system where they, you know, would run the test way up your nose to the point of your back of your eyeball, practically. It has gotten much more gentle.
Oh, yeah. This was nothing to it whatsoever.
Wonderful. That's good to hear. Because when people are feeling ill, we need to do what we can to have peace of mind. I don't care what we're going through. You know, I had a talk with my daughter today, Katie, and she has an amazing Facebook private group called Earth Conscious Mama, which talks about living a clean life, having a healthy baby, how to take care of babies, Earth Conscious Mama. But we talked about the fact that so many people are not proactive about their bodies and health. And it is so true, because and she used a couple examples of people she knows that I know that are struggling with some pretty significant health issues. So what do? They just simply struggle. They listen to a conventional physician who says there's not anything we can do about this. Just learn to live with it. And it's simply so untrue. In my almost 42 years of experience, there are so many options for people. And if you truly worship only credentialed academia, you're going to lose in this life. You are. Because there are people now who only think those people who have the plaques on the wall have the answers. And I'm sorry, but those people they're suffering as bad as the general population, because they simply don't have a toolbox to address it, which is, again, nourishment, nutrition, lifestyle experience. And it's not, the answer is not additional pharmaceuticals. It just isn't. I am a huge fan of pharmaceuticals used appropriately in the emergency situations, in acute situations. I'm not a huge fan of it managing our health. And so, you know, Dr. Green and I have some great conversations together in regard to this, because he actually leans pretty strongly to this same philosophy. He wants people to be healthy through lifestyle first, and in urgent situations, grab the drug. If I have a heart attack, you better give me all the drugs you got and all the emergency medicine. But for chronic quick aging, the falling apart system that's going on with so many people who say, Lord, I turned 50 and I fell apart. No, you didn't. You start falling apart about 38 years old. You just didn't realize it. And so if people get proper blood testing, not from the normal perspective, but from what we call functional holistic perspective, you can start looking at these trends that are going to create the downfall of your health. I mean, if you look at your savings account and it keeps decreasing in amounts, you know that the end result is going to be poor. Well, you don't get this information from a traditional, conventional healthcare practitioner. They don't know, and they're not trained to do it. So Nutrition World offers blood testing on usually the last Friday of each month. For November, it'll be November 20th because of Thanksgiving. You just simply walk in from 8 to 10. You can get multiple type of blood testing that tests your nutrient levels and your inflammation levels and this level. And that's what is the key to slowing Father Time. It just simply is. Without that, you can still do it, but you have to guess at it rather than be more certain about it.
Ed, for those listening that are interested in taking advantage of the blood testing, what is the typical price range for that testing? Do you know?
Well, the first thing I have to say is that vitamin D is the most important blood test of any human that's living in this country or world. It's $35 for vitamin D. In fact, I posted on Vital Health Radio's Facebook earlier today, pretty sure that the research, it shows if we have a vitamin D level of 50 nanograms or above, the risk of severe symptoms of this virus is reduced by about 91%. That means like a study was done 2 months ago in a hospital setting where they had about 87 people and they were all in the hospital with COVID. They gave about 50 of them a placebo, and they gave 28 of them 100,000 units of vitamin D. Half of the people out of the 50 went to ICU. One out of the 28 went to ICU that were given the vitamin D. The people given the fake vitamin D, half of them went to ICU. It is the most imperative nutrient you can know and test for. And I can tell you from seeing a lot of tests, probably more than any physician in this town, is that I can't look at someone and say, even guess, do you think Do I think they have vitamin D at adequate levels? It doesn't matter your size, your look, your color, your skin type. We can't tell. I do 14,000 units a day to be barely minimum. I see people who do nothing and they're okay. So it's all across the board. The only way to know is to test. And if you're low, take more of it.
Can it be too high?
It can. If you're over 105 nanograms, you're going to potentially have side effects in 2 to 4 years, which is laying down calcium in the wrong places. The risk right now, to me, the risk of COVID is far greater than the risk of too much vitamin D. Again, legally check with your doctor if you have health conditions, or have them check you. If you push them, they will do this. But remember, you need to be at 50 and above and no more than 100. So between 50 and 100 is the levels to be optimally healthy.
And it's also wise to take that for some people with magnesium.
The thing that makes vitamin D not absorb is magnesium deficiency. So there are people, and that's probably why some people have to take huge amounts, and that's what it takes to raise their levels, because there may be deficient magnesium, and you're sharp about that, because magnesium is involved in 300 systems of the body, and the American population is terribly deficient in that. Muscle cramps, poor thinking, heart arrhythmias, kidney stones, all kind of goodies go with magnesium deficiency, not able to sleep at night. It's vital. And we've all been told calcium, calcium, calcium. And I've preached for 15 years. Do not listen to the advice about calcium. It is not a healthy supplement if it's not balanced with magnesium and vitamin K. It's simply not.
Is it wise to take your vitamin D with a good fat, like maybe eating a boiled egg?
You really, and I appreciate you bringing those points up. The vitamin D is better transported with fatty meals. There is no doubt. And I don't like doing it at night because it actually decreases melatonin. I learned that on a personal experience, because every time I took it in the evening, I would have poorer sleep. And I struggle with sleep. That's the one thing I struggle with. And I started seeing a correlation between D at supper and not sleeping. And so I reversed it. I played with it. I realized it was a true thing. And then about a year later, a study came out that showed it decreased melatonin. So I kind of figured that out before the studies came out. So morning and noon is the time to take the D. And I recommend, 5,000 to 10,000 units per day to get at the 50 nanogram level. And so there's, more bullet points on that. Well, guess what? I didn't get to talk about berberine this segment, but I'm going to do it on the third one, which is a special herb. And I have a great story from my daughter Katie, who had watched a lady take it and lose a tremendous amount of weight. So it's time to take a break. So when we come back, we'll be talking about berberine and that, plus more to come. Normally for Dr. Green, who's on a training mission right now, I'm Ed Jones with Sean Whitfield, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, usually with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, but he's on a training mission to learn more and pack more in that brain of his. So we got Sean Whitfield with us.
And I think he also managed to put a little bit of vacation with this.
Well, what a surprise. Oh, my gosh.
So I can't blame him for that.
No, he knows how to live the life and balance things pretty dang well. I want to make sure I get to this one little story. My daughter Katie, who has a massive passion for health, learning, nutrition, helping people, but especially maybe people who are overweight, but also those who have thoughts and really interest in pregnancy and babies. In fact, she has a 1 year and 4 month old, my grandson, and after breastfeeding, she formulated a formula, because the formulas that are over the counter they make my head spin when I look at the ingredients. It's absolutely despicable, deplorable. It has so many not toxic, but synthetic ingredients that will not be the optimal for children growing. So if you want to talk about or listen, go to Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook. It's a private group. You just sign up and you get her wonderful articles. But she told me yesterday about this lady. She's been helping for probably about 7 months. And this woman is one of those people who truly try to do the right thing. She eats well based on our standards, which I believe in a slightly keto diet, high healthy fat, good modest protein, and low carbohydrate. She exercises. She takes the right amount of nutrients. She couldn't lose weight for anything. Blood sugar levels were very low. They were running about 882. Hemoglobin A1C's about 4.5, which is a reading of average blood sugar readings over the past 90 days. And she was very frustrated, totally. Her insulin was at 27. And if you listen to my podcast on the Holistic Navigators, I would say 25% of those, I speak about the impact of insulin on aging, weight, metabolism, every single thing. And we need to get it at least in the single digits and hopefully under 5. Well, hers was 27, despite the fact her glucose was so low. And see, no physician ever checks insulin, because they're simply not trained on the implications of it. Well, so Katie put her on something called berberine. That is a bitter herb that's been used for many years for the health of individuals. And I did a podcast on that about 4 weeks ago on The Holistic Navigator. I interviewed a expert on berberine. So she put her on one pill 3 times a day, or suggested it. And again, working with physicians, if she has health issues, we always do that. We respect the platform that is in place. And in 3 weeks, we do a big machine at the store called Sika. Have you ever been on a Sika machine?
No, I haven't.
Well, the Sika is a $12,000 machine. It comes out of Germany. Nutrition World is one of the few places other than hospitals that have this machine. It is the most accurate for determining your body fat, your hydration level. We can literally check the fat level of your lower body opposed to your upper body, or your arm opposed to your right arm opposed to left arm. It is the most accurate. And so she was never losing anything. She lost 4 pounds of fat in 2 single weeks by nothing but adding berberine. When you listen to my podcast on The Holistic Navigator on berberine, you'll understand the mechanism and biochemistry of this. It is a truly almost magical herb. And it will only work on people who have probably elevated insulin. We don't feel elevated insulin, so you can't really tell by your feel. You have to get blood testing. Again, blood testing at Nutrition World is November 20th. You can come in and get that done anytime from 8 to 10 in the morning. But berberine is magical for helping balance and maintaining optimal levels of blood sugar and insulin levels. So that's what happened to her.
So someone that maybe is being prescribed metformin, could this be an alternative?
Metformin is one of the few drugs that I truly have recommended for years. However, I think berberine is safer and equally effective. In fact, we had some real issues with metformin's contaminant levels just last month. And metformin can bother people's GI tract. Some people get terrible gas from it. But berberine does not do that. Again, if you're on metformin, I'm not saying run into Nutrition World and get berberine and replace it. Ask your doctor about it. And if your doctor is closed-minded to nutritional intervention, find another doctor. That's just the answer. Don't argue with someone who doesn't have the toolbox to converse on this level. Mm-hmm. So berberine is amazing, amazing herb. I don't take it, because I already take 72 pills a day and I can't swallow any more, honestly. No one needs 72 pills a day, I'll be honest with you. But the average person at 40 years old, I have never seen yet unless you take about 12 a day, that you're not going to complete the whole puzzle of nutrition. And I must say, you know Mary Ann at the store, the older lady who's been with me forever?
Yeah, she's a good dancer, a salsa dancer.
No, that's Nellie.
Okay.
Nellie's and she's Spanish speaking. So anyone out there who needs a Spanish speaking person, Nellie's the one. And she is the one I would go salsa dancing with for the past 3 years until everything shut down.
Yeah.
But Mary Ann's the person who's been with me the longest of any one employee, and she's about 74 now.
Yeah. I didn't know her name, but I know who you're speaking
of. She has spent basically her whole life in this industry. She knows so much about nutrition. Well, she gets her blood work done once a year up at a really good place, Circle of Life Medicine, with Charity Moses. And she had me look at it today. And I was absolutely stunned at the levels, because at 74, she has levels that equal a 25-year-old. And it's rare to see somebody at her age to have a GFR of 107. That's the filtration rate of the kidney. Most 74-year-olds have half of that level. Blood sugar level of 82. Most people her age have 110 or way above. Her insulin levels were 3.3. Amazing. Most people her age would have an insulin of 20. That's why they're falling apart, because they can't maintain a healthy blood chemistry. And conventional medicine will not help you on this, people. I want you to know that. And so I am just, you know, all these old myths that you hear from people who say, oh my gosh, you're taking 6 vitamins a day. Do you know what that does to your kidneys and liver? Well, I can tell you what it does to your kidneys and livers. It protects them. You don't grow to 74 years old without nutritional supplementation. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are out there. I've witnessed it more than anyone human in this city. You will not turn 74 with ideal levels unless you nutritionally supplement and you eat healthy. You have to do both. You cannot rely on pills alone.
Ed, for somebody out there listening, driving down the road and they're thinking, this is a lady that's 74 and she had just impeccable blood work. What's the secret behind that, other than just a healthy living, healthy lifestyle? How many different supplements is she taking to achieve that goal?
Nowhere near what I'm taking, because I'm a guinea pig. I love experimenting, and I have access to it at wholesale cost, so that helps me a lot. Again, I will repeat, there's no way at 74 you can complete this puzzle without 20 pills a day. That would be plenty. You could cover it very well on that. And that means 7 at breakfast, 7 at lunch, and about 7 or 8 at supper. That's a combination of omega-3s, antioxidants, things to help your eyes to not be damaged, you know, anti-aging nutrients that is not commonly known in the conventional medical world. But I've never seen a 74-year-old in a long time that had the blood work that she did. Now, how people look may not be affected significantly by what they take, because part of, you know, the skin, the hair, the wrinkles is really ruled by genetics. But I can tell you one thing. She's the most clear-thinking, energetic, hardworking. She can probably outwork most 30-year-olds. And here she is, 74 years old. She's been with me since she was, I don't know, 54 maybe. I don't know. I'm guessing 20 years long. I've seen her sick maybe 3 times in 20 years. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those. And no one can say, oh, well, she just had good genetics like George Burns. No, she didn't. She actually has had some issues based on poor genetics. She doesn't have the George Burns genetics. So I encourage people to embrace this whole conversation of nutritional supplementation.
You made comment of your Seca machine. What's involved with that? How does someone take advantage of that?
What you would do is you would come in the store, or you can book an appointment online at nutritionw.com, and it's $15, and then you get this reading. And what it will do is it truly focuses and manages your ability to lose weight. Because you know what? You can lose 5 pounds, but all that matters is, was it fat or muscle? Because if you lost 4 pounds of muscle, 1 pound of fat, you're going the wrong way, people. And you can easily lose weight if you just starve yourself or you do some kind of diuretic diet or whatever. It doesn't really matter, because it's all going to come back unless you lose fat instead of muscle. And we want you to maintain muscle while you lose body fat. Well, the Seca, if you even do it once a month, can tell you what you're doing right or wrong. I had a lady, and she actually lives up the street from my sister, and she was a CrossFit trainer, and she's fairly young, but she kept getting bigger and bigger. She was fit, worked out like a crazy woman, but she just kept getting bigger. And when she came to see me, she had her blood work that she had done, again, through Nutrition World, and had it tested. We don't, order it or prescribe it, because we let people do that through their own, because it's an independent lab. But her insulin was pretty high. So I suggested to drink my breakfast drink, which, again, I'll repeat, if you start your breakfast wrong, you're doomed for the day. The only way to eat breakfast and be chemically really perfect is to drink it, because there's too many ways to make screw-ups with eating it. And I drink my breakfast Monday through Friday. I eat on Saturday, Sunday. So I had her drink the breakfast drink. She came back a month later. She didn't lose any fat. She didn't lose anything. And she admitted that she was really lax on the diet recommendations and the drink. Well, the next month, she got really strict, and she came back and was thrilled to death how much fat she had lost. Her gym performance went up. She looked different. She felt better. And it was all about lowering insulin again. Lowering insulin is the key. And if you want to get two blood tests, and the two of the most important would be insulin and vitamin D.
And that's such a big misperception with society today. Everybody's looking for the magic pill,
mm-hmm.
or a lot of people are looking for the magic pill, and they think that it's all about dieting, but it's more than dieting.
It's about changing blood chemistry, not just eating less. Eating less does not fix losing weight once you're past 30 years old. It just doesn't.
So the Seca machine you're describing, what is the experience like? Do you get into like a tanning bed? Do you take your clothes off? Do you hook things up to you?
We do have to have you take your shoes off. We sterilize the equipment. We're very cautious about germs. Always have been, but more so than now. You stand on it. You hold these apparatuses in your hand. It's a really big machine. And again, it's $12,000 I spent for this. And it is state of the art. And then we read out on a computer many, many pieces of information. That gives you the platform and base to know, okay, I'm going to do something for 4 weeks and I'm going to come back and check it. It's $15 each time you do it, so it's very reasonable. If the first 4 weeks you don't go anywhere, heck, it's time to change your game plan. And then you keep figuring out what's going to work for Sean Whitfield or Ed Jones or someone else. And because what works for you won't work for me. And instead of guessing, you're going to know absolutely, oh, I've hit upon the kind of program I need to turn my metabolism up again to burn this body fat. We have bodybuilders around contest time who will come in, and it's very impressive of how well they can tweak their diet in order to get that last bit of body fat off.
So you just take your shoes off, hold a couple of things, and how long does it take?
About 5 minutes. Now, you know, there are apparatuses you can purchase that, you know, have the handheld things or those scales that you step on when you can buy for $100. They are nothing. Of course, they won't be anything compared to $12,000 state-of-the-art hospital equipment. Yeah. So I'm, you know, really pleased to have that. Well, believe it or not, Sean, it's already time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having a little motivation thing that I have that I would like to read during these little bit of tough times we're going through. And that, plus more to come. For normally Dr. Green, but I'm Ed Jones with Sean Whitfield, so stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with my partner, Dr. Green, but we're here with Sean Whitfield. And you know, in this segment, Sean, we usually always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment, and I cannot fill his shoes. But there's a website or a link that I go to most every day, and I've really found it to be comforting to me. It's called the Daily Stoic, S-T-O-I-C. And it really is an interesting piece of information where they go back and they compare the life of many of the past history people, like Marcus Aurelius and many of the old timers, Zeno and some of the others. And then they put it in a perspective of today. And I love the one from just about 3 days ago. It said, given that we live life day to day, all these ups and downs can exhaust us, even break us. They can make us doubt our faith in institutions, in our religion, in our fellow human beings. which is why sometimes we must look at things as Plato did, per Marcus Aurelius' reminder, which is it's best to take a bird's eye view and see everything all at once, of gatherings of armies, farms, weddings, divorces, births, deaths, noisy courtroom or silent spaces, every foreign people, holidays, memorials, and markets. When you zoom out like this, things seem less bumpy, less at odds, less dire, and less disillusioning. Today, a few days after the most consequential election in American history, we can pair Plato's view with the expression popular with civil rights leaders. The arc of history is long, they said, but it always bends toward truth and justice. Whatever you think about the direction of your country, however alarmed or worried you are, on whatever part of the political spectrum you occupy, it can be worth noting that the events of the week, the year, even the decade are simply a blip. They loom disproportionately large to you because you are living them at this moment, because you have not yet gotten to the context of the future. So take a breath. Take solace in the longer arc. Things actually are getting better. Progress is happening, and the world is safer, kinder, smarter than it was when the Stoics were alive or even 50 years ago. Does that absolve you of your obligations in the present? Absolutely not. But courage, temperance, justice, and wisdom always, just with a little bit of perspective. And I think we all need to, you know, take a breath and settle down and know that we will get through this, regardless of which side you're on and whatever happens. And, you know, the only thing we have any control over is our own little soul pod and our own little core group of life, our business, our occupation, our health, our own relationships. With that, doing it with from a heartful place, it does feed the world. So I don't want to present the fact that we're all going to be selfish and take care of only us, but taking care of our own heart and emotions will also feed the world. Mm-hmm. So it's a scary place right now.
Yes, it is. And our country's very divided, but hopefully once we get through 2020, get through the pandemic, it'll be a much happier place. Ed, I came across a story real quick, and I know we're about out of time. This is by a club industry, which is a trade organization. They did a survey among gym members returning back to the gym after the gyms were shut down due to COVID-19. The recent survey said that 54% of gym goers have yet to return to the clubs due to this survey. And it talks about that 54% have not returned yet because they don't feel comfortable being in the environment due to COVID-19. Another thing that caught my attention is 63% of gym members feel more stressed now than they did at the beginning of 2020. 76% feel anxious about their overall health. 65% are stressed about the U.S. economy. 58% are concerned about the U.S. presidential election. 49% are worried about their immunity. And 39% are concerned about racial inequality. So your comments at the beginning of the programs talking about stress and ways that we can go about that are more valued than ever before.
Ever before, there's no doubt. And I will have to say very quickly before we run out of time, there are no magic bullets, but there is a product that I absolutely adore called Anxio Calm. And it is a massively effective product for lowering your anxiety by about 30% in 15 to 30 minutes. It's made with an herb called, a specialized herb called echinacea, but it's a version of it that's not normal. And I have used it off and on. I have it in my pocket right now. I'm actually going to give Sean some so he can try it and give us some feedback.
Yeah.
But Anxio Calm is what I carry with me. When I see too many headlines, I get overwhelmed. and I'm really a tough dude, and I am still susceptible, as you are saying about so many of the gym members. I will say Goals is doing a great job because they are packed most of the time I'm there, and I really value the fact that people be brave, because the more weakness your body has, the more susceptible you are to this virus.
I think demographics got a lot to do with some of the gym goers. I'm a member at Goals like you are, and Sports Barn. I've noticed that the attendance at Goals seems to be back where it used to be. Sports Barn, I've noticed, is probably just over 50%.
Really?
And the demographics are very different. It's more of an older crowd at the Sports Barn. And so it's amazing the difference in demographics. It has a big effect on people that are back in the gym.
It does. And immunity, there's so many people who now know that if we don't do zinc, quercetin, vitamin D, and a few others, NAC, if we do those things, we have a level of confidence that you cannot imagine, because the cytokine storm that goes into the lungs is what we are fearing, and these nutrients seem to calm that storm like nothing else. So feel free to call us, or not call us, but come in and see us at Nutrition World. Guess what, Sean? That already does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHMI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. Website by Avalon Design Studio. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, nutritionw.com. Have a healthy, safe, and calm day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.